Good morning. This is WCQS. I'm David Horand in for Greta Johnson. It's Friday. Joining me for Look at the Weekend, Tony Kiss. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, weekend has rolled right around.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness indeed. And after today, I'm on vacation for a week, so I won't be here next Friday. But lots of fun things to do this weekend, kick off my vacation. How about the Leaf Festival? If you don't have tickets, there's no sense in you going out to the Leaf Festival, which is happening this weekend at Camp Rockmont in Black Mountain. But if you do have tickets, maybe you're going to take your mom out to the Leaf Festival. And it's a great lineup of great music out there, including the Family Stone and Bootsy Collins and so many more. We can't name them, but it's a great weekend for live music and arts and just being outside at Camp Rockmont in Black Mountain, the Leaf Festival, Spring Edition.
That has become quite an event.
It has indeed. And something you can get tickets for, though, this weekend is the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. Super Circus Hero Show. I might note this is not the show that was involved in the accident up in Rhode Island last weekend. This is another production. There are three Ringling circuses that run around the country at the same time, all of them different shows. And this is Super Circus Heroes, and it's at 7 o'clock tonight, 11, 3, and 7 on Saturday, and then 3 p.m. on Mother's Day. So you can take Mom down to the circus. A lot of circus fun at the U.S. Cellular Center Arena.
It ain't truth that you ran away from home and joined the circus?
You know, maybe I should have run away from home and joined the circus. I've always greatly enjoyed the Ringling Brothers productions. They're always a lot of fun. And so, let's see. Also happening this weekend, on Saturday night, at the same time the circus is going on in the arena, the Asheville Symphony Orchestra is wrapping up its concert season this Saturday evening at 8 p.m. at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. So if you're going to the symphony on Saturday, be sure to give yourself some extra time. Make sure you can find yourself a parking spot, because it may be a little tight finding parking, but I'm sure there'll be enough to go around. It's going to be a great concert with Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 and Italian pianist Mariangela Vacatello. I think I got that pronounced right. And so those are two of the things. Also, Shostakovich's 11th, and that'll be happening at 8 o'clock Saturday. Daniel Meyer conducting, as always. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times and our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine. It's in your newspaper this morning. It's in free boxes around town. It's online at AshevilleScene.com. Let's see, what else is going on this weekend? We mentioned, maybe we didn't mention The Wedge starting its movie season this weekend. First up on the big screen on Saturday night, Raising Arizona, the Coen Brothers classic with Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter. And that'll be about dark on Saturday night. Bring something to sit on when you come down there. And on Sunday, you can go and take your mom to the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, where the Ann Coombs Quartet is playing down there. Ann Coombs, a very, very talented guitarist. And also joining her are bassist and guitarist Wayne Kirby, Frank Southacorvo, the saxophonist, and five-time Grammy-winning percussionist Roy Future Man Wooten from Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. It's an $8 ticket, four for students. That is going to be a really hot show to wrap up the weekend on Sunday night. Now, how about a little magic, David? We make radio magic each and every week at this time, don't we?
We certainly do.
Okay, well, we can see somebody else make a little bit of magic this weekend. The Spencer's Theater of Illusion show is performing tonight and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. Great magic and illusion show there, done with a lot of Broadway energy and rock music kind of vibe, and so you might want to consider that for the weekend. Lots of stuff going on the stage this weekend, too. Flat Rock Playhouse has a new one up and running. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike with favorites Scotty Treadway and Paige Posey reunited. Scott Treadway's continued to play over there for many years. Paige Posey is the first time back on stage at Flat Rock since 2010, and she was there for many years before that. So that's going to be a great show to go see this weekend. Parkway Playhouse has started this season, too, with Clyde Edgerton's Walking Across Egypt. And you can see that starting tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Parkway Playhouse, 202 Green Mountain Drive in Burnsville. Other things going on the stage this weekend. Stop Kiss, the Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective, doing that at the BB Theater, 20 Commerce Street. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead from the Parkway. We did Parkway Playhouse. This Montford Park Players doing Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead and To Kill a Mockingbird out at Haywood Arts Regional Theater. And then coming up on the 15th, Menopause the Musical. And it brings us back around to Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place. Lots of things going on at the Diana Wortham Theater, but that should be a fun show there. And a
couple of movies.
Finally, the movies. Yeah, with several new movies opening this weekend. I think probably the big one in terms of box office may be Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, animated continuation of the Wizard of Oz story. Also, this weekend, Fading Gigolo at the Fine Arts Theater and at the Carolina Asheville. That cast includes Woody Allen and John Turturro and Sharon Stone. So those are two very big movies, I think, this weekend.
And remember, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Indeed. So take mom to lunch, get her a card, at least give her a phone call.
Tony, always a pleasure.
So long, everybody. See you all in 2 weeks.